7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Eternal everlasting Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence with praise. We thank you for this day and yet another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now bring on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say, and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. And it's in Jesus' name, for it's sake, we ask it all. In Jesus' name, for it's sake, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, brothers in ministry, stand with me and share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To you, my brothers and sisters here at True Vine, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you today, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter, starting at verse 17. The Gospel of Mark, 10th chapter, verses 17 through about 22. Where we find these words which are recorded. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeling to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do not kill.
My.
Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not.
Yes,
honor thy father and mother.
Yes, sir.
And he answered and said unto him, Master,
yes, sir.
All these have I observed from my youth.
Good.
Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast,
right.
And give to the poor,
right.
And thou shalt have treasures in heaven,
mm-hmm.
And come, and take up thy cross, and follow me.
Yes, sir.
And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. Thank you, you may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, come as you are, but don't leave the way you came. Come as you are, but don't leave the way you came. This morning, I want to explore how we as believers come as we are. Just as we are. But after we come, we should leave differently.
All right.
Or we should leave better.
I agree.
There are many in the Bible who came to the Lord. There were many in the Bible who approached the Lord. There were even many in the Bible who followed the Lord. But not all of them received what the Lord had to offer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Many of us who are believers know that the Lord came to bring salvation.
He did.
And how this salvation was a love gift from God the Father. And Jesus answered, or Jesus shared the word of God to as many who would hear and be changed.
I hear.
You have heard us say on many occasions, come as you are.
Yes, sir.
But Jesus said in Matthew, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
I did it. He was going to go
For Jesus came into this world as the bread of life. And the water of life. And he freely gives them both. And when we can understand, my brothers and sisters, the sacrifices which Jesus made, we then understand the sacrifices we are to make as follows.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
I know our text is a very familiar one.
Right.
Yet there are some treasures and truths this morning that we should know and that would help us and encourage us in our daily life.
All right.
My brothers and sisters, everybody here has a journey.
Amen.
A journey which would lead us into the presence of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Mark tells us in this text, a rich young ruler came to Jesus asking him what good things he could do to inherit eternal life.
Yes, yes, sir.
One of the problems was with the question he asked.
Yeah.
The rich young ruler asked a question which had absolutely nothing to do with salvation.
Amen.
Or eternal life.
All right.
His question had to deal with reward.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And the truth of the matter is that there are no good things that any of us can do to inherit eternal life.
Amen.
Let me repeat it. The truth of the matter is there is no good things any of us can do to inherit eternal life.
Yeah.
Salvation is a free gift. And this free gift was from God, which was established through his Son for those who would repent and accept the completed work of his Son.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now the rich young ruler was a wealthy man.
Yeah, he was.
Right.
He was.
As well as a young man.
Ooh, my Lord, my God.
His eyes were set on religious matters.
Yeah.
And he knew what was right versus what was wrong. His eyes were set on the teacher. Eternal life and good deeds.
Yeah.
For he had the look of a seeker. He seemed to be willing to listen and eager to learn. He seemed to be a disciple in the making.
Yeah.
And his certificate was almost signed. But the rich young ruler's story has a dark ending.
All right.
The historical text or the historical picture revealed to us how Jesus was headed to Jerusalem to complete his assignment. When suddenly this young man came running towards him and kneeled before him.
Yeah,
yeah. As Jesus looked at this young man, he saw him and he saw within him a promise as well as a potential.
Yeah.
God sees, my brothers and sisters, each and every one of us.
Amen.
And he sees within us a promise.
Yeah.
A promise that he made for us.
Yeah.
But he also sees within us the potential that we can and should do.
Yeah.
For each and every one of us has been here, are here for a specific reason and a specific purpose.
Yes.
You are not born just to be born. You're
right.
Born to be productive.
All right.
To do what the Lord our God has sanctioned, declared, and decreed for each and every one of us to do. We are here as brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Yeah.
But there's something emphatically wrong. There's something systematically wrong. When we live in a world where there's a system that is oppressive, discriminative, and abusive toward brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with the world and the world system. Oh, I just got it. This world system is not the Lord's system.
All right.
Because if this world system were the Lord's system, we would all have fellowship with one another.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters,
yes,
that's why I love the Lord.
Amen.
Because he sees in us something that no one else sees.
Yeah.
He sees beyond our faults.
Yes.
He sees beyond our shortcomings.
Yes. Amen.
He sees beyond our imperfection.
Yes.
He sees beyond the mask that we place over our face. He sees beyond our habit, any habits in our house.
All right.
He sees beyond our attitudes. The psalmist, like the songwriter and the singer Marvin Sapp, said it best when he said, he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. My brothers and sisters, we have to stop sizing up people. Sizing them up all around us, sizing them up, and we need to stop that and stop looking at the problem. Stop looking at attitudes and stop looking at issues. For there are times many of us desire to qualify those we meet as if they are not worthy enough for us to witness or to evangelize.
All right.
We as believers need to get beyond ourselves and see the potential of others.
Amen.
We must allow the Holy Spirit to show us their potential of what and how they can become.
Yes.
And how they will be used in the service of Christ.
Amen.
This rich young ruler, my brothers and sisters, came running to Jesus, probably expecting a pat on the back. My brothers and sisters, our reward is not here. Our reward is when the Lord returns. So the first thing we see, Jesus observed him. For the rich young ruler came running to the Lord. He knew something about him. There was something that preceded him. And there's something about a believer. When you come in contact with a believer, there's something unusual about him that sometimes draw people to them who have a relationship with the Lord. My brothers and sisters, the first thing he did, he observed him running to the Lord. And secondly, we see Jesus loved him.
Yeah.
Jesus loved him also. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all say that the rich young ruler went away sorrowful, in spite of the fact that Jesus loved him.
All right.
But at the end, the rich young ruler went away sorrowful. My brothers and sisters, as believers, we simply need to come as we are.
Yes, sir.
Stop hiding from him what he already knows about us.
Amen.
See, we know the big stuff in our life, and we will share that before others, but the little stuff is what the Lord is saying you're hiding. And the little stuff is what the Lord said. I need you to bring that little stuff out.
All right.
Because that's what I'm interested in drawing you closer to me.
Yes.
See, the little stuff won't allow you to see what's going on the inside. And when you can get that out, the Lord says, now I can use it, because the little stuff is the secret stuff that we hide.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.